Hi, friends. This is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray you through the Bible verse by verse. It's such a privilege to be able to do so with you because, wow, reading the scripture, there's always that blessing that comes. It does not return void, and praying scripture is like a double blessing because not only do you get the scripture, but then you're also praying according to that scripture, according to the word of God. There's just power in that as well. All right. We are going to take a long time through Luke chapter 22 because there's 71 verses. We're going to have it in four parts. Today, I'm going to read to you from Luke chapter 22, verses 1 through 17 in the World English Bible. This is what it says. Now, the feast of unleavened bread, which is called the Passover, was approaching. The chief priests and the scribes sought how they might put Jesus to death, for they feared the people. Satan entered into Judas, who is also called Iscariot, who is counted with the 12. He went away and talked with the chief priests and captains about how he might deliver him to them. They were glad and agreed to give him money. He consented and sought an opportunity to deliver him to them in the absence of the multitude. The day of unleavened bread came, on which the Passover must be sacrificed. Jesus sent Peter and John, saying, "Go and prepare the Passover for us that we may eat." They said to him, "Where do you want us to prepare?" He said to them, "Behold, when you have entered into the city, a man carrying a pitcher of water will meet you. Follow him into the house which he enters. Tell the master of the house, 'The teacher says to you, where is the guest room? Where may I eat the Passover with my disciples?' He will show you a large furnished upper room. Make preparations there." They went, found things as Jesus had told them, and they prepared the Passover. When the hour had come, he sat down with the 12 apostles. He said to them, "I have earnestly desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. For I tell you, I will no longer by any means eat of it until it is fulfilled in God's kingdom." He received a cup, and when he had given thanks, he said, "Take this and share it among yourselves." Mind if I pray for you? Lord, again, I'm so thankful for how you see things ahead of time, you prepare things ahead of time, and how supernatural it was for them just to kind of randomly come up on this guy with a jug of water, and he had already been prepared by you to avail this upper room for the Passover celebration. This is a really important celebration in the life of Israel. Everything seems to point back to the Passover. In fact, the book of Romans is just a reenactment of the book of Exodus, if you think of it that way. And next time you read it, think of it that way. But Lord, thank you for the harmony of scripture. Thank you for the beauty of the what we learn from the Passover meal. We learn about blood covering over doorposts. We learn about the passing over and the people of Israel being safe from the death angel. We learn about the Exodus in the aftermath of the Passover, where they walked through the Red Sea on dry land and were saved and rescued. Just a picture of baptism as well. There's so much symbolism here. And so, Lord, thank you for having this meal right before your demise, because there's so many parallels there. And when we have a Seder every year at our house, we draw those parallels. And it's always really fun when we have new people come to our Seder because they hadn't thought of it before that way. So it's pretty cool. Anyway, Lord, again, thank you for the harmony of your scripture. And we thank you for this cup of wine and what it means. We thank you that you spilled your blood for us and that we don't have to re-crucify ourselves because you were crucified once and for all, the just for the unjust, that you have removed our sins as far as the east is from the west, that in this moment, as I'm praying this, my friend listening who feels lots of shame and lots of condemnation, it is simply not true. They have been set free. They have been forgiven. Their slate is gloriously clean. And why? Not because of them, but because of what you've done on the cross. You shed your blood, the perfect sacrifice once and for all. Whereas the nation of Israel had to continually sacrifice a Passover lamb and other types of burnt offerings and sacrificial offerings. You did it once for all eternity, and we thank you for that. It is complete. It is the truth, and we can rest on our forgiveness today. And I just thank you for that. Help us to walk around in that and carry that with us, of this joy of being cleaned. We thank you and praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you so much for listening to Pray Every Day. I am humbled that you take time to listen to the show. We've just passed, about a month ago or so, we just passed 3 million downloads. So we're on our way to 4 million. Thank you for being one of those downloads, because every single one matters, and you are a delight to the one who created you.